Hello and welcome to another episode of the Dan Assell Show, supported by Show Community Patrons, TF Connect, Parsons Group, 19 Group, CISO, and Smart Digital. This week, I spoke with Lennox Addo, Show Director at Closer Still Media's The Jewellery Show. Launched in September 2022, The Jewellery Show is the annual event home to fine luxury silver and contemporary designer jewellery, as well as loose precious stones, watches, and retail technology and solutions. Check out all of my content on danassell.com and be notified first about new episodes by subscribing to my YouTube channel and by following me on Apple Podcasts and Spotify platforms.
Hello and welcome to the show today, Lennox Addo. How are you doing, Lennox?
Dan, I'm very well, very well. Very, very busy, very tired as well. We're building a sales team now, making it more bigger, so it's just all systems go. But other than that, though, I'm very well, very
Good.
well,
So
very well.
listen, Lennox, the first thing I need to talk to you about is your background, because I've had lots of people on this show with different backdrops, and you were telling me that was a piece of art made by your kids. Is that right?
Absolutely. So I've got two amazing children. I've got a
Cool.
girl. Her name's called Halo. She's 6 years old. And
Hi,
I've got a
Halo.
young boy. Cheers. I've got a young boy called Elite, and he's 3
Wow.
years old. Yeah. So a bit of a handful of years, but yeah, I love him all the same. But yeah, this is their
Good to hear.
magic here.
And with those names, they've got a lot to live up to, right?
The pressure's on, man. As soon as
It's
they came
good.
out of the room,
It's
as soon as
good
they
because
came
it
out of
sort
the
of
room,
manifests their
on it.
future in advance. Like they have to live up to your name. So listen, Lennox, we're gonna appreciate you're busy, so we can get into it. Got a few
Appreciate
things I want to talk about, but to start off with, what I always like to sort of bring to life is how my guests sort of got into what they're doing now, and a bit of the background. Because obviously you run the jewellery show now, and I sort of read on LinkedIn some of your story that you posted up there about your mum running some jewellery businesses. So sort of bring to life sort of pre-events, sort of
Sure.
pre-university, and sort of maybe how that has led you to the present day.
Absolutely. So, before even events, as you mentioned, I was actually in television, to be fair, at CBBC, White City. Absolutely. So first started off as a runner, then a researcher, then a content producer, and then a outside broadcaster. And I was working on a show called Exchange, which is an educational magazine show. And then Blue Peter was one of the shows I worked on, and Short Change as well. So these are like old 90s
I can
programs
remember
that
them. I
from
can
you. Oh, you can
remember
remember them? Perfect, perfect, perfect. So during the time when this is going, I'm going political now, when the McPherson report came out and Greg Dyke got left and blah, I wasn't in that category to be made permanent. So I was on a rolling contract. So as you know, or as you, I don't know if you know, in television it's like job after job after job after job. So it's real hectic. Anyhow, parallel to that, my mother ran or owned several businesses across Essex, and I've always been going with her to the trade shows. In particularly, more importantly, is IJL, which we'll come on to later on. So it was cool, and I just was fascinated with the business side of the jewelry industry, and just going to these trade shows and thinking to myself, oh, I would like to work in this sort of sector. So when BBC, CBBC came to an end, I start looking around, and it just so happened at the same time of the small events I was doing at BBC, I got headhunted by someone who was recruiting for Closer Still Media, that's where I'm at now, at Clarion, at Clarion Events. And that's when my whole journey took off in events and really start penetrating that sort of sector platform.
Amazing. And because you, from what I read, you did an advertising degree, right?
Advertising along with English language as well.
So did you have a sense then, given what you just said, of what you wanted to do when you finished that, or?
No, you know what it was? It's because I take from my mother, who's more of an entrepreneur. My father was a computer scientist for IBM. He's more academic. So I've been just fascinated in the art of communication, selling, let's just say sales, in sales. I love that chemistry, having to help or be an extension to a company's sales arm, that sort of thing. So that's why I went into advertising more truly. you know.
Sure. And then so you started your career. I know you were at Clarion as senior sales manager at Harrogate Home and Gift Show.
Yeah.
And then you obviously went to Moda. Oh, sorry, you worked on Moda, I think.
Worked on Moda, yeah.
And then up to the International Jewellery event for Reed or RX. Talk to me about that journey, and specifically the jewellery event, and then sort of try and take it up to the pandemic and the point of the show obviously not happening in that format.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those that don't know, Harrogate Home and Gift is a massive gift show in Harrogate, lovely part of the UK.
They got Betsy's tea rooms. Betsy's
tea rooms. Yeah, Betsy. Oh, you can't. Yeah. So you already know.
I've been there.
You already know.
Is it still there? I don't know.
Yeah, it's still there. That's like historic. You can't.
Must be 200 years old.
Must be. It must be, man. But for those that haven't been to Harrogate, make sure you go there. Let them know Lennox Addo sent you. Yeah, and a discount. And Dan as well. Anyway, so from having a Home and Gift, my fascination for the business of jewelry came from Home and Gift. It just made me realize, because I was spending a lot of time in recruiting or going out and gaining business for the jewelry sector for that show. And it's just from that just perpetuated into just me seeking what other trade shows can I work in that's jewelry focused. So then, as you said, from Home and Gift, I went on to Moda, which again is more a gift jewelry sector. But my background and for what I know of the industry is more of fine jewelry, you know, with the base metals being palladium, gold, platinum, sterling silver, that sort of thing, as opposed to copper and brass, which is what Moda is potentially is. And then I just found myself, being headhunted by a recruiter for Reed Exhibitions to jump into IGL, which was crazy for me because as a young kid, I've been going to this show.
Yeah, amazing.
And all of a sudden, I'm working there. Yeah, it was a real crazy situation, but I enjoyed it, I loved it, and then I just really stuck my teeth into it and just wanted to be part of the sector, in order for that sector to grow and flourish like other trade shows around the world.
Sure. Yeah. So it was always almost meant to be that you were going to end up sort of at that show.
Pretty much.
So obviously the pandemic hit. I don't want to focus too much on the dark days, but Just tell me just briefly about that time and sort of then how you got to meet Closer Steel.
Yeah. Good question. So IGL has been running for 60 something years, maybe close to 70 years. Sadly, Reed Exhibitions decided to cancel the 2020 show edition and indefinitely. And then obviously everyone got made redundant. So it's from then I was thinking, this is crazy. The UK is historical for jewelry makers, designer jewelry makers, everything, and we haven't got a trade show. So I was getting whilst being on sort of gardening leave, I was getting inundated with calls from both retailers and suppliers to do something. Now, Dan, don't ask me why I was called or why I was the chosen one, you know, but I was getting inundated with calls, literally. And it just, at first I was brushing it to one side. And I thought to myself, no, hold on a minute. I'm from the sector. I enjoy the sector. I love the sector. I love the exhibitors and the retailers. So why not try something? At least let me just try, you know, let me just try. So I went out hunting, spoke to a few people. And then I got talking with, I forget the gentleman, Mike Leake. Mike Leake is a recruiter who knows Phil Nelson really well.
Yes.
And he just said to me, look, Closer Steel, Phil, they want to expand into new markets, you know, so why don't you go in there and pitch to them, you know? So done a few rehearsals with Mr. Leake, and then went in with the big guy there, Phil Nelson, and the rest is history. But that process there like took about four or five months back and forth with Phil Nelson and the board, and then obviously coming back to them with figures and them. It was sort of like Dragon's Den, let's say that. It was pretty much like Dragon's Den, me coming to them with my game plan and then being scrutinized on it and to see if it will hold up. And we're here now. So that's basically it in a nutshell, to be fair.
So I guess one of the lessons from that, people sort of listening that might even have a seed of an idea now is, you know, sometimes you might not know the exact direction of travel, but you've got to just try.
100%.
Got to back yourself, right?
Yeah, 100%. If you're passionate within with whatever you're doing, yeah, buckle down, stay focused, and yeah. just drive it hard, you know. And yeah. and that's pretty much what I did. And then off the back of that, sorry, just to carry on, Dan, sure. Just off the back of that, where my relationship, where my strong relationship comes with Michael Danham, is it just so happened Michael was speaking with Phil about other high luxury trade shows, you know, that they want to put on, whereas Phil Nelson, like he's, you know, the guy at the top of the tree, he hasn't got all the time to sit with me every day and listen sure. to me moan or listen to me say, how'd you do this, how'd you do that, you know. Yeah. So because Michael's got a wealth of experience in yeah. doing launches abroad and in the UK,
yeah.
he just feel thought to himself, oh, why don't you yeah. work with Michael and put this show on, and yeah. this is where we are now. Amazing.
So, yeah, and for those that aren't aware, Mike Dynam, ex Media 10, has set up his own company called Assembly Events, runs their own Crime Con events, but also works with other show organizers to help them launch.
Yeah, events. absolutely. Yeah, in yeah. the high end market sector. Yeah,
sure. Absolutely. Okay, so you sort of built this relationship with Phil mm-hmm. Nelson, who's obviously one of the founders of Closer Steel. Obviously, you knew Mike Dynam. What was the next step? How, and obviously, just to fast forward, the show's yeah. obviously recently happened, and we're sitting here yeah. sort of October 22. But obviously, there was a good chunk of time where you had to think about, right, I want to relaunch this. I know there's a need. I know there's sort of a desire for the community to come together. Mm-hmm. Just talk us briefly through that process. How did you go about coming up with what you ended up delivering?
All right, so the good folks at Closer Steel Media put together an initial team for me, consisting of a marketeer and just someone that oversees everything for me on the operational side of things.
Sure.
So a lot of people don't know, we were going to launch in 2021, September, yeah. on the 1st and 2nd of September 2021. So the process, first of all, was to find out the Jewish holiday dates.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, I don't know if a lot of people know, but there's a big heavy Jewish community yeah. Involved in the jewelry trade in the yeah. UK.
I know, I'm Jewish. I know half.
Are you Jewish
them.
As well? I didn't even know.
Man, I got my wife's engagement ring from Hatton Garden, let me tell you.
Did you? Oh, amazing. I didn't even know that. I didn't even know you're Jewish. Yeah, okay, yeah, cool, yeah. cool. Yeah. Yeah, well then, yeah, so it'd be disrespectful for me to put on a show sure. that doesn't include those holidays or sure. a gap in it. So I had to do extensive research.
Yeah.
I've got two rabbis that I go to. I've got the Jewish calendar online that I just, because I'm just so yeah. conscious of the fact that I can't mess this up, cannot mess yeah. this up. Anyway, yeah. cut long story short, found the perfect dateline. But then of course the retailers just came off of lockdown and they still yeah. had stock from 2020. Yeah. And they were telling me, Lennox, you know what, we don't have the appetite to come out and buy and to go out to do a show, plus the pandemic and wearing sure. masks and all that jazz. Yeah. So spoke to Phil, told him, Phil, man, we can't run this show. And his words were, okay, we plan for 2022, get on with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then this is where we are. So from setting the Jewish holiday dates right, getting the venue was another thing as well. But I didn't know the Elizabeth Line will be open just before the show, which was a big yeah, yeah. big help in its own right. So got the venue in place, and literally just picking up the phone and calling everybody I know, just letting yeah. them know what I'm doing. And then yeah, some believed in me, some are waiting in the wings, some came to the show. So yeah, Dan, literally just picking up the phone and get going. That's literally what it is.
So I guess, obviously, yeah, you had to get the buy-in from the community. I'm assuming they sort of helped. Did you take their temperature in terms of the type of show they wanted, the content? Did you work with them? You built up, a network of people that helped you create the event?
You took it internally or externally?
No, from the community itself, right? Because essentially it's their show and we're just organizers.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know what, Dan? I didn't. Initially, I wanted to set up a committee, which yeah. I will do for the future for certain.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just think everybody that I reached out to were just so consumed in making sales in their own yeah, right because yeah, of lockdown yeah. and what yeah. have you yeah. and I don't think everybody had the time to really sit down with me and say, let's do this, let's do that, that type of thing. So I just literally just picked up from where I left off from IJL,
of course,
and just rolled with it, if I'm honest with you.
So tell me about the experience. So it happened last month, was that right?
Yeah, 5th and 6th of September.
Yeah, happened 5th and 6th of September. Tell me about the few days before the event and your sort of... For those that aren't in trade shows, especially if you're relaunching something and it's been 2 years, like, how do you feel? Sort of, you know, registrations are in, but you can't guarantee people are going to pitch up. Obviously, you've got exhibitors waiting to do deals.
Yeah.
Talk me through those final hours.
let me just say, February 2022, that's what I was stressing. In February 2020, way before the show even began, I was stressing out. A few days, few weeks before the show, it was just manic. It was more of a case of ensuring that we had the right content for retailers to come and actually have takeaway information that they can go and implement in their stores the very next day. That was integral for me. That sort of information was lacking. At IJL, which is a major trade show, which is the gap that I'm trying to fill, make it broad, make it general, and open up the market. And then also as well, to ensure that we had the right level of exhibitors, the right type of jewelry. Tools was an aspect that I really wanted to highlight, which I believe we've done. We could always do more, there's no two ways about that. But highlighting tools in a sector whereby we've got a lot of jewelry makers, and they do need that support, that comfortability, that assurance that they can get the right level of machinery at a general trade show like ourselves, you know. So that was an issue. Also as well, the good old argument with lab grown versus natural diamonds. I'm going to introduce lab grown, but I don't want it to overcast natural diamonds, which is like the pinnacle of fine jewelry, you know. So just getting that level right there, we got it somewhat right, but obviously there's always room to improve.
Sure. So content clearly remains king in everything we do with regards to events. And so, how many exhibitors did you have?
We had a 105.
Okay, which is amazing, because essentially you've launched an event. There's been a gap in terms of people coming to events. You've been in sales. How did you convince people to take that leap of faith in Lennox?
You know what it was, Dan? Is because I built up a good reputation during my time at IJL, and I don't know if you know, but the jewelry sector is based off of trust, you know. That's paramount. And because I've helped a lot of exhibitors during IGL, during the times where I have messed up and then came back and supported them, or the times where I've supported someone from day one to where they are now, my credit is good out there. My credit is really good out there. So I just had to just rely on that most of the time, and then really just provide them with the evidence of what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and how will I achieve it. Because most of the time, a lot of exhibitors were just thinking it's me actually doing the selling, then going to the venue, doing the building of the stand, do you know what I mean? Doing the marketing. Like, no one saw the big team behind me, you know, or supporting me. So it was just really just a case of just providing that evidence of, look, we're here, we're doing this, I'm reaching out to everyone. If you're on board, brilliant. If you're not, still brilliant. I still would like you to attend, because this is a long-term thing. We're here to support the sector and compete with Europe and the Far East and Americas, you know.
So the shutters go up at XL. People are waiting outside. Describe that moment, because that must be...
Oh, man.
You must be so sad. I know you're still nervous, but you've got to have some sort of satisfaction of the journey that you've taken to get
there. You're right. So the doors open. There was a steady stream of people coming through. Yeah. Not enough in my book, but Phil was there. Phil was like, Len, this is great. This is great. Look, they're coming through. They could be goals. Look, this is just about right. Wait till 10:30, and then we'll start seeing a bigger build. And he was right. 10:30, more of a crowd start coming through onwards, and it was just amazing. However, though, Dan, I'm that individual. I stay focused on what I could be improving on. So sure. I don't really, yeah. in the moment, yeah. I can't really enjoy it because I'm just thinking, okay, that's wrong. I need to sort that out. Those yeah. lights are wrong for that exhibitor. Yeah. So let me not make that mistake. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. that's my mindset. Yeah. And then Michael from the assembly, he was there. Again, he was excited. And then he was just telling me, calm down, Lennox, just calm down. It's all good. It's all very well. Everyone's enjoying themselves, which they were. Yeah. And everyone yeah. had a really good show, to be yeah. fair.
No, good. Listen, it's a proud moment. I understand what you mean. You're always running on a treadmill. You can always think you can do better. You're thinking yeah. about the next event before the first yeah. event's even open. But, you know, in life, we need to take stock of our successes, don't we, and achievements. Sure. So, you know, congratulations. Yeah. So what's the future? What's the future for the event? Having done the first edition of the Junior Ridge Show, what are your plans? How are you going to involve it?
Well, okay, so for the show that's just gone by, we had... There was an article in a Professional Jeweler, and they ranked the top 10 jewelers in the UK. And 6 out of the 10 that they mentioned attended our show, which was like amazing for me, really amazing. Then also the whole rebooking process and the figures from that was like 175% of the floor space being rebooked. So we're doubling in size for 2023, which is brilliant. We've just done a survey as well, just on both from exhibitors and the visitors as well. And 92% that this show is important for suppliers to attend and for retailers to attend sure. as well. So I'm really chuffed. So moving forward, and to answer your question directly, it's just a case of doubling down now, really doubling yeah. down. I know the exhibitors that were missed, well, from people that were telling me, it's yeah. such and such here, can you bring such yeah. and such here? So I've got that feedback from the retailers, and it's now a case of going back to the sector, to the industry, the suppliers, and then just providing them with the evidence of what we've achieved and what we're going to do moving forward and how we can help them moving forward for 2023, you know? Sure. There's a good feeling. So go back to your last question about how do I feel. What I'm yeah. really happy about is that there's a good feeling in the marketplace that there's sure. a show for the sector, yeah. So that overall feeling that I'm getting and that I'm hearing, getting the feedback from, I'm real chuffed with that because it just shows us that we're on the right path and we can only just improve from that then on and really stay focused.
Sure. Well, your passion comes across, and I was going to ask, you know, in terms of what motivates you, is it the fact you've got a passion for this sector? You know, it's not just a job; it's something that you really want to bring to life.
Yeah, absolutely. This ain't just a job, lad. Like, this is a lifestyle. This is. Just to sit back and know that a particular supplier has done well at a show, or even hasn't done well at a show, that motivates me to be like, okay, cool, what do we need to do next? Because you need to be at this event, because I'm going to galvanize the sector to come and attend this event here. So being that support for them, their external business partner, if you will, you know, that I enjoy all of that. Sure. Absolutely all of that there, you know, so yeah.
Really, and obviously you've got a young family, and I know you were heavily involved in the Caramel Rock charity. Talk to me generally about sort of your sort of outside of work, what keeps you centered, you know, give me a flavor of Lennox the individual. Yes.
Yeah. so I do a lot of I was going to say philanthropy, but that's a bit of a posh word, you know. But so I do a little bit of charity yeah. work here and there, and invest yeah. in some small startups and here and there. Like I like being in a position of helping. And with Caramel Rock, they help young disadvantaged children. And sure. if I'm in a position to have all these experiences and do all of these bits and pieces, I should feel like I can pass that on to someone who's less sure. fortunate, you know. And so that's what I do from time to time, man. You know, just share my time and just speak with young kids, particularly those that are running the streets and what have you, and just really focus yeah. them on the positives that they can gain from life. You know, you don't have to live in a big house or yeah. earn X amount of money. Like, stay focused. We've got the internet now, so there should be no excuses, you know, to generate money or be a small entrepreneur. So that's what I like to drive in the young youth. Yeah, I'm an old man now, Dan. I'm an old man now.
And finally, yeah. Lennox, as we wrap up, if I'm talking to you in say 5 years' time in 2027, what would you have hoped to achieve for the show and you professionally?
All right, for the show, obviously the number one spot, the number one spot, and what I mean by that is a show that a jeweler, retailer, designer, jeweler, tools maker, whoever, has to attend this show. Why? Because we'll be then on the same playing field as in Orgenta, which is in Germany, Vicenza, which is in Italy, JCK, which is in Las Vegas. We can't outbeat Las Vegas. It's an amazing location. But in terms of the quality of jewelers, quality of retailers that attend those events, that's the aim. That's the aim there. That's the absolute aim.
Well, listen, given your passion and your exuberant personality, I'm sure that you're going to go a long way to achieving your aims and dreams. Thank you, Lennox. I appreciate you being on the show.
No, thank you very much, Dan. Appreciate the time. Thank you.